Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Yesterday we talked about how we need to elect God. We need to choose to serve Him, and we need to choose to do so on a daily basis. But we did have our political elections yesterday, and the idea behind an election is that with voting, majority rules. And I don't want to talk about politics, but I want to talk about that concept of majority rules. In fact, there is a story in history where we see that majority rules, and it brought about a result that has an impact still yet on you and me today. There was a time in history where the majority ruled, but it was anything but fair. To be sure, it was a display of hate in its clearest form. There was a man who had already been on trial, but he was put on trial again, and this time it was before all of the common folks. There was no real evidence of an offense that deserved the death penalty, but yet that was what they were shouting for. They were clamoring for his death. The man that served as the judge in this trial felt so conflicted that it was said that he washed his hands of any fault in these proceedings. And if that's not bad enough, there was also a notorious prisoner who was a convicted murderer and an enemy of the government, and he was voted to be freed in place of this hated, innocent man. The innocent man would be killed, while the guilty man would walk free. The majority ruled, and it was viciously unfair. The innocent man was none other than Jesus, the Son of God. We can read about these details in all four Gospels, and I would conclude that we would all safely agree that it was unjust and wicked. But there's also another conclusion that we need to come to. As horrible of a scene as it was, you and I are part of this story. In fact, we could replace the name of Barabbas, the prisoner we talked about that was released. We could replace his name with our name. And I think we would gain a clear picture of just how guilty we are for the death of Jesus. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you and I were there. But our sins go right along with the sins of that crowd in responsibility of nailing Jesus to the cross. In fact, Paul makes it clear in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. What we need to understand is that all in that verse is all-inclusive. That includes you and me. While Barabbas was an enemy of the government providing his freedom, we have all been enemies of God. And Paul would write just a couple chapters later in Romans chapter 5 and verse 10, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life." So, in the grand scheme of things, the death that Jesus personally and unjustly suffered was used to bring about justice and reconciliation for us and our sins. Truly, I think we can see that God shows his love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, just as Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. But here's the question, neighbors. The question is whether we're going to be just another face in the hostile crowd of this world, following the majority, living like them, or if we're going to be a friend to God. Because it is just as James said in James chapter 4 and verse 4, "Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." The majority is still going against Jesus today, but Paul makes it clear that all, not just the majority, all will bow down before Jesus in judgment, as he writes in Romans chapter 14, verses 10 through 12. So folks, please, let's make sure that we are choosing Jesus now and not later. He rules today, not the majority. And not only does he rule today, but he provides hope for tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow at 11:55. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and meet for a midweek Bible study Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and you're always welcome to join us. We're online at beaverdamchurch.com and you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. God bless.